So we're going to study the Maharal Sefer Gvuras Hashem. He discusses a pasuk in our parsha, in Parshas Shemos. This is in the Gvuras Hashem Perek Echad Ve'esrim, 21st Perek of the Gvuras Hashem. In these editions, page Tzadik Gimel, right-hand column, second paragraph. The Amar, the pasuk says, Vayishma Elohim es na'akasam, Vayizkor Elohim es brisai, es Avraham, es Yitzchak ve'es Ya'akov. So far, two things are said. Vayishma Elohim, Vayizkor Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the cries of the Jewish people. Then it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered his covenant, the bris with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then it says, Vayar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the affliction, he saw the pain we were suffering. And then the pasuk says, Vayeda Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. Harei arba dvarim. So there seemingly are four steps, one after the other. The sequence is Vayishma, Vayizkor, Vayar, Vayeda. Hari arba dvarim. Four steps toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to us, caring, embracing, and then taking care of us and redeeming us. It's not just one step. Oh, I'm going to relieve you of your suffering. I'm going to redeem you. It's a whole process of four distinct steps. Arba dvarim. Shehu Yisrael mushgachim achar shehu ne'ezavim. He says, we have Hashem's name individually, going back two lines. Hari arba dvarim u'b'chol achad zachar Hashem v'loi kolal arba'as on yachad v'hu davar gadol. They're not all just lumped together. Four distinct steps. In each step it mentions Hashem's name, because these are arba dvarim ad shehoyu Yisrael mushgachim achar shehoyu ne'ezavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providential hand comes to us, embraces us in four steps following our having been ne'ezavim. Now, ne'ezavim is a very powerful word. Not a good word, but a powerful word. Ne'ezavim means that we were forlorn, alone, abandoned. And the steps taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back so we wouldn't be abandoned, so we wouldn't be alone, there are four distinct steps. Mushgachim, so that we would become cared for providentially, achar shehoyu ne'ezavim, after B'nai Yisrael had been abandoned or had been alone. V'kirvam elav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew them close to him, V'davkam elav, and bonded them to him, b'chol arba dvarim, in all these four ways. Let's examine them. And he says how they come with increasing power of the providential hand and increasing bond and closeness. Hashemiya hi rishona. First Hashem hears us. V'yodua ki Hashemiya Ba'avur she'enoi rak kabola bilvad. Hearing something is passive. It's not active. You hear it, so it's not active, it's superficial. It's just enough to become aware of the concern. Ve'ein hashmiya rak hasaras hapargoid v'hamachitza. Shmiya is just that there's no longer the separation. It's taking away the barrier The paragod means a curtain or a barrier, mechitza. Shehoya mavdil bein Hashem Yisbarach ubein Yisrael. It's the removal of the barrier. V'oz olo tzakasam lefanov. After the barrier is removed, the cries of the Jewish people reach him. In other words, they were crying, but there was, so to speak, no reaction earlier, no effect from all of the cries, as if they couldn't be heard. So just that they are heard, that's step one, that's Shemiyah. But that's only step one. After Vayishma Elokim es Na'akasam, it says, Vayizker Elokim es Brisai. V'achachach Hizkir Sholosh Pa'amim Vayizkar Vayar and Vayeda. Three steps after Vayishma. Upirish Zeki Hazchira Shezecher Hadavar. Remembering the thing, remembering the matter and the concern. Aval Ein Inyan Zed Divuk or Divuk Gamur. It's not a complete bonding with the problem. It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking every aspect of the problem and of the challenge and of the Shibud and engaging or addressing every grievance and every aspect of the painful experience. No. He's remembering. Remembering that we are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Remembering that we are supposed to become the nation, B'nai Yisrael, that we're supposed to come to Torah, to mitzvos, and then to Eretz Yisrael. But it's not doing anything immediately about the problems we're facing. Ki zechira nikra rak, shezoicher hadavar. It's known, it's remembered. Afal gav she'ein yodu aloi legamri. The details of the matter are not necessarily known. Rak she'eino nishkach. Just the problem and the people here, the victims, Am Yisrael, are no longer forgotten. Next step is Re'iyah. After Vayishma was Vayizkar, and after Vayizkar, Vayar. Aval Re'iyah, seeing us, beholding all of the torment and suffering Am Yisrael is going through. Aval Re'iyah mitzad shenigla lefanav kasher hu, seeing as we are, going through it, watching as we are suffering, real time. When he says here kasher hu, he means in the presence, real time. Davar ze yoser, that's more than remembering that we are the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, remembering that we are suffering, but the substance of the suffering, what does it look like? Re'iyah is to see it in real time. Davar ze yoser, that's more. Umikol makayim afal gav shehu raya hadavar, yet even with seeing, there's still much more. Kasher hu lai savai hari'iyah rak al davar shehu bachutz. That which is outside of us is seen. You see something else. You see someone else. It's outside of us. It's not necessarily that it's us. Me, it's not so personal. It's something I'm seeing outside of myself. And that's a very big issue here. That it's not necessarily the case that we are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we are, so to speak, in the same moment. God with us, we with God. That is what's missing in Re'iyah, something more intimate. Aval hayedia, when it says, Vayeda Elohim, aval hayedia, this concept of yedia, hasichlis, meaning to fully comprehend, to understand, tavay al davar pnimi, That's an expression describing something that's very intrinsic. That's where we are one with Hashem, and He is one with us. That it is His experience. In English, we would say "al davar pnimi." It's internalized. At this point, what we are suffering through is not just heard. It's not that we are remembered. It's more than just we are seen in the moment, but rather, He knows so much personally, as you would say, empathetically, what we are suffering through. It's davar pnimi, it's internalized. Sheyadua lo legamri. It is fully known in all of its horror, in all of its painfulness, in all of its torment. How it's experienced subjectively by us is what's known in Vayeda Elokim. Kasher hu al yedei nigla v'nistar. Here he says something very important and insightful. Ri'iyah is what you could see benigla. But what's happening inside the person's soul? What's happening inside the person's human experience? What's happening inside with the person's psyche and emotion? That's nistar, that you can't see. Vayeda Elokim means that He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was completely in line with, in sync with every emotion, every sense of the pain each Jew was suffering in Mitzrayim. The nigla that you could see and the nistar that's inside that you cannot just witness with your eyes, but you have to know it, feel it, be that acquainted with it. V'loichein ri'iyah, it's not just something you can see. Ri'iyah is more superficial. It's outside of the individual. Das is within the one who knows and who understands. Hare elu dvarim heimale zu achazu, shemitchila kibel es nakasam, first Shmia, He allowed that our cries should be heard. V'achakach zacharaisam, then He remembers us. V'achakach ra'aisam, then He saw the Jewish people. V'achakach yada nisteram, b'yediyasichlis v'zeh gibor gamor. That's when we are completely engaged by the providential hand. That's when we are attached with Him, and He is attached to us. And that's why ba'achrona, l'kach amar ba'achrona v'yeda elokim, ki ein davar chibur yoser min hayedia. So this is a fascinating explanation of the process of v'yishma elokim to first hear our cries. V'yizkir elokim, to remember us. V'yar, to see in the moment what we're experiencing. V'yeda, to know it most intimately and most empathetically. Knowing the inner torment, the subjective experience of each slave. That's being with them. That's v'yeda elokim. And that's what das is. Knowing it, meaning understanding it. Das also always is something used to describe the most intimate relationship. V'yeda Adam Ishto. So, we are looking at a process then of moving step by step from being seemingly forgotten, Ne'ezavim, to, as he says, Mushgachim. Watched over. Cared for. He then goes on and says that if you understand how we look at Zechira and how it's talked about, you'll always find the word Allah. A memory comes up. B'kasha tovin, kiloshen Zechira ne'amar b'loshen Allah. K'may Allah zichroneinu. On the night of Kol Nidre, there's a piyut, we say Ya'ala zichroneinu. When we say Ya'ala v'yavo, so, zikaron or zichronos are ola, they come up. V'hari'iyah b'lashon habatav hashkafa shehu lashon chavata, the hey and the ches interchanged, meaning ri'iyah is something that's more striking. Hamake al davar b'kayach v'yoreid alav. To look down on us, to look to see, which is more active. Umizeh tovin hahefresh sheyesh ben zechira l'ri'iyah, ki ri'iyah yoser chibur l'davar. Ri'iyah is much more connecting with what you are seeing as opposed to what you are remembering. Aval ha'yidiyah od yoser, of course yidiyah is a step much more intimate. Ki mishe yoda hadavar mischaber legamri im hayadua. Knowing means to be connected to who you know and what you know. Because something that you can understand means that you are one with it. Or as he said before, davar pnimi, it's internalized. So the Torah now is telling us something about hashgacha. And it's not just about Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. It's about all of us, and all of us when we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ask Him to hear us, and to remember us, and to see us, and then to know, to actually know, meaning to be with us in the moment, to be with us in every aspect of what we are thinking and feeling experientially, what my life is. What is this life experience that I'm experiencing? To know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just knows it, but so to speak is with that person in that experience as he or she is experiencing something in life. That's Vayeda Elohim. And that's what we're looking for. But we have to appreciate that it begins with tefillah. The first thing is that we cried out to Hashem and He heard our tefillah. And then after He hears us, then we want that He should remember us. The Maral is going to mention this, that the next thing we are going to see in the Maral is just this process, that when it comes to asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention, we daven all the time, V'zocher chasdei avos, that He should remember that we are the children of the avos. Let's look at the next part of the Maral. It's the second arrow on the left-hand column on page Tzadi Gimel. V'tei da'od ki hischil b'shmiya, it begins with how Hashem heard us, shekibel tfilasa, He accepted and would respond to their prayers. V'acha kach hazechira, then remembering us. Ki mitzad hachesed yesh lifkaid oisam, because it would be an act of kindness to remember us. Yesh lifkaid oisam, to think about, well, what's happening to them, and is this what I promised them, the children of Avos? Is this what I foretold for their sake? Is this what the children of the Avos deserve? Sha'af im einoi bedin humitzad hachesed. Even if in din I don't have to respond immediately, Hashem says. Even if in din I don't have to extend such care and concern as I will, but chesed, some kindness is in order. And if I remember the avos, I respond with kindness to the banim. Ulefichach vayizkeru lekim es brisai es Avraham es Yitzchak ves Yaakov. So what's remembered specifically is that we are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ki zechiras haavos al banim hu chesed gamur. Remembering us because we are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's children, that's a chesed. V'chein tiknu chachamim. And so Chachamim told us that that's how we should daven. Identify ourselves as the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And then say, V'zocher chazdei avos u'mevi goya livnei v'neihem. So each time we daven, we begin with this idea of chesed of the avos being remembered. Shezocher chasdi avos ubishvulzeh ro'oi lehischased gamkein im zar'om. That remembering the chesed of our avos is reason to then also be kind to us. V'linhoig imahem b'midas chesed. Chesed k'diksiv, noitzer chesed la'alof HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep and provide chesed for thousands of generations after the chesed of those who came before us. Shehachesed she'osim ma'avos, zocher livneim hi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the chesed and then do chesed for the children of the avos. V'noitzer oisai b'havon ze heitiv. So it's to hear us, then to remember, but specifically to remember the chesed of the avos, and then to say, well, then I should show chesed and show kindness to the children of Israel. Va'achar kach, amar shegam hadin haya noisen kach. Step three, one is tefillah, he hears us. Number two, he remembers with chesed what the avos did in chesed and now responds with chesed toward us. Step three is to look at the reality and say, and judge, is this what Am Yisrael should be going through? Din would ask that Hashem, din would require that Hashem respond to our suffering. V'neged ze amar v'yar elokim. Shera'a b'midas hadin ma she'osu lehem paroi oil, oval v'chamos v'zehu v'yar ki haroya noisin einav b'davar mitzar hadin. So he's taking us now through again v'yishma, v'yiskar, v'yar, v'yeda, and showing us that they are tefillah, then chesed, then saying din. Am Yisrael should have better than this. V'oida amar v'yeda elokim. And finally, the last step, v'yeda elokim, is neged midas harachamim. The character trait of mercifulness, of rachamim. Shiru'uyim hayu Yisrael l'rachem aleihem. Not just because of the evil perpetrated by the Egyptians, ela mitzad harachmonos, simply out of rachmonos, simply out of wanting to see what mercifulness can accomplish for Hashem's mercy's sake. Vayeda elokim kidiksiv v'richamti es asher arachem af al gav she'ein boy. Dover mitzar hadin, ro'i l'rachem aleihem. Zehu v'yeide elokim shehu neged hamida hazois. Ki ha'oyhev, when you love someone, nikra moida, as it says by Naomi, that Naomi was moida la'ish to Boaz. V'nikra rachmaihi, and the targum is rachmaihi. One who you love, you have rachmanis on. Ki ha'avim rachmim zeloze. V'kasher yoda oisam, so now, it's not only step by step, but it's step by step with the certain qualities of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and why He will engage for our sake in increasing steps that culminate in Vayeda Elohim, with all of that empathy. Because tefillah is to hear us. Vayishma. Vayiskar Elokim is to remember the avos and then say, well, I have to remember chaste avos and show chesed to the banim. Vayar means to look and say, isn't this unjust? Isn't this incorrect? It's a great injustice. That's vayar. That's din. And finally, vayeda Elokim, where out of love he says, I will be merachem on Am Yisrael. The Timtzaki Yisrael Hoyu Nigolu Mitzad Hatfila first, Kediksiv Vayishma Naakasim. Then Umitzad Chazde Avos, Kediksiv Vayiskir Lakim Es Brisai. Then Umitzad Hadin, for justice sake, Kediksiv Vayar Lakim Es Bnei Yisrael, Zehu B'midas Hadin Kamashi Hizbar, and finally B'midas Harachamim, Kediksiv Vayeda Lakim. The Maral is beautifully showing us the process of how we can become with Hashem and Hashem with us, engaged with Hashgacha for all of our sake. In our life, we cry out to Him first in Tefillah. And then we ask, remember the Avos and show Chesed. And then we say, look and watch and see. And in justice, respond to what is the plight of Am Yisrael, that in Din, is this what we should be enduring? And then Vayeda Elikim, the greatest, most intimate step in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us closest to Him, and the Hashgacha, the providential hand, is felt fully on us. That's Vayeda Elikim. That's with love. And with love comes rachamim, sheer mercifulness for the one you love. So it's the process that took us from being forlorn and seemingly forgotten in Mitzrayim to being heard and then being remembered, being seen in all of what we were made to suffer, and finally Hashem knowing most intimately what our experience was, being with us. And as he's explained, it's a process of tefillah, chesed, bringing about and responding, because in din it's deserved for him to respond and help us, and finally rachamim, out of love. We should be zocha again to the geula. Nationally, Am Yisrael should see again Hashem listening to our tefillos, remembering us, seeing us, knowing us, and individually in each of our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zocha to His hashgacha pratis and seek to be with Hashem. Hashem should be with us, and we should think in our kavanos in these steps, that He should hear us, He should remember us and our avos, He should see us, and even more, He should know, should be with me in the experience of life, and be there with us, supporting, loving, and helping us at every turn.